The Syrian army has launched an offensive in the strategic Qalamun region to retake the town of Yabrud from al-Qaeda-linked militants. Security sources say the army is advancing around the town and is expected to take control of the town soon. Yabrud has been under control of militants since 2011. It is the last major town in the Qalamun region the army is fighting to retake. The town is located near the Lebanese border, and explosives used in bombings in Lebanon are reportedly smuggled into the country from there. Well, we're now joined by Hoshidar Daragahi, who is an anti-war activist, who's joining us now from Chicago. Thanks very much for joining us now. How do you see this entire Syrian crisis working out now, especially with these peace talks taking place, as well as the Syrian army's advances throughout the country?
Well, as far as I can see, the United States is the main player in this issue, and it's desperately looking to find out or invent a substitute for current regime in Damascus in order to be able to present it as an acceptable alternative to the regime. But it's not been able to find it so far, and the resignation or whatever, kicking out of the banda in Saudi Arabia, it means that the United States is able to kick him out, because United States is looking forward to find a very docile servant. It doesn't want somebody who has tried to make a policy. So that's why they threw him out. And then they're trying to bring somebody more acceptable to the United States in order for them to find a substitute Kashmiri group, or they can present as something which they haven't been able to find so far. And they can be able to give it the sophisticated weaponry that they are very much willing to do. But they don't trust the current Al-Qaeda, different brands of Al-Qaeda, marketable enough to give them those preferences. That's how I see it.
But certainly, Mr. Daragahi, I would imagine that the U.S. position will get tougher considering these army advances within the country.
Getting tougher, you mean?
Considering the U.S. position is to replace President Assad, I would imagine that the Syrian army's advances in the country would make that position tougher to achieve.
That's why they are giving, if they were able to do it without giving them the opposition a sophisticated surface-to-air missile, fingers, or anti-tank, effective anti-tank, they would have done it. But apparently, they have successive defeat of the puppet Kashmiris on the ground made them very worried, and that's why they're trying to find an acceptable alternative, especially in view of the recent advances of the Syrian Arab army.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Hoshidar Daragahi speaking to us live from Chicago.